This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Today, a special report about tough choices for the poor in America. It's in partnership with our Wealth and Poverty Desk and KPBS in San Diego. The income gap between the top and bottom 20% of earners in San Diego is stark. Those at the top make half of all the income in the county. Those at the bottom make just 3%. Reporter Tom Fudge of KPBS takes a look now at that divide and how San Diego's rich and poor view each other.
Good afternoon. This is Bob Shulman.
Bob Shulman, Tom Fudge.
Tom, it seems like you found the right place. Now, here's what you're going to do.
There's more than one house on the gated property of Bob Shulman, who lives in Rancho Santa Fe, one of the richest communities in the U.S. His main house is a mansion of stone floors, plush furnishings, and soaring windows. But Shulman makes no apologies. He says he earned it.
The people that I know, and I know many businessmen, they were not handed things. They did build this. I built this company. I profited. My investors profited.
Shulman is the founder of Cognex Corporation, which makes small computers that control manufacturing tools. He says he lived the American dream. His dad ran a small retail store in a rundown part of Boston, and he says if anything is hampering social mobility in the U.S., it's government regulations that make entrepreneurship difficult. Asked about the widening gap between the rich and the poor, he's not sure he accepts the premise of the question.
I think the definition of poor today is more like they don't have a 50-inch flat-screen TV. How can you be poor, Tom? How can you say somebody's poor if they have a cell phone?
Kathleen Krantz has a cell phone. She also lives in her car. Krantz is 64. She gravitated to San Diego from Northern California, along with two college-aged children. Her daughter is going to community college, and she's also homeless.
Daughter is living in her car. We park next to one another every night, watch over each other.
Krantz says she grew up poor near the Oregon border, where her stepfather sorted potatoes and drew unemployment. When asked how she came to be homeless, Krantz tells of many mishaps, including being diagnosed with ovarian cancer. She says her divorce, after 20 years of marriage, left her with little for retirement.
Because I was a wife and didn't work and didn't build my Social Security because I thought that I would be married still, I ended up with a very mere $288 in Social Security benefits.
We'll hear from Krantz again, but first, let's go back to Rancho Santa Fe, where Marianne McDonald lives in a dark, sprawling house that's showing its age. Unlike Shulman, McDonald inherited her wealth from her father, a co-founder of Zenith Corporation.
I think there's an obscenity in the world's concentration of wealth, and I'd love to do my bit towards it, but it's so very hard for an individual to figure that.
At age 75, McDonald still teaches classics at UC San Diego. She says Aristotle distrusted the poor and the rich. He said the first would do anything to better themselves, and the latter fell victim to power madness. But if a large middle class is the ideal, San Diegan Hafsa Mohammed doesn't see that happening in America's bifurcated economy. The daughter of Somalian refugees, Mohammed comes from a low-income family in the central city. Her mother had to work two jobs to support six children after her husband was deported for immigration fraud. Thanks to student loans, Hafsa is attending San Diego State. She says American society is stacked against social mobility.
Right now, there's just none of that. There's people looking down and there's people looking up, and there's tons of barriers.
Everyone in this country has opportunity.
Again, Bob Shulman.
What's important is to rise above the thought that you are doomed to poverty.
That second part is something people actually agree on. Despite her low-income childhood, Mohammed says she will get her Ph.D. Krantz says her son and her daughter will have a college education and they will do better than she has done.
I wanted them to set their star up there and grab for it wherever it is.
Call it the American dream, but living without it is living without hope. And that's something nobody wants. In San Diego, I'm Tom Fudge for Marketplace.